T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Joe Shad from the Palm Beach Post covering the Miami Dolphins joins us. Joe, how you doing?
It's going to be interesting, guys. It's going to be a lot of fun. We don't know how this Jay Cutler deal is going to play out, but it's going to be fascinating.
You know, it's funny, Joe, because everybody's got an opinion about it right now. And you're right. I'm curious. Probably hasn't played a lot of football or practiced or thrown it around now for a month or two. So I'm not exactly sure what to expect, as he's got basically a month to get ready.
Yeah, I asked three people who know Jay Cutler yesterday, when was the last time this guy threw a football? And all three had the same response. No idea.
Yeah.
So this is a guy who is 34 years old. He's had a shoulder problem. He's had a bunch of hamstring problems. He's had a thumb problem. This is a guy who I'm told was very content with his life, to go into television, to hang out with Kristen Cavallari, to hang out with all his friends in Nashville. Adam Gase, of course, we'll find out what the details of the text was, but it was probably something along the lines of, need you, bro. And Jay Cutler's like, all right, man, I'm in. You got Devontae Parker, you got Kenny Stills, you got Jarvis Landry. This sounds like fun. Sure, what the hell, I'll do it.
Can he get, in your mind, can he get himself ready to go to be the starting quarterback against Tampa Bay?
You know, you would know better than me, Joe. I mean, you've played in the NFL, but, you know, in general, NFL players have told me, you know, spring training is overrated, training camp is overrated. And the thing we know about Cutler is, you know, he knows the playbook. He knows the plays. And so that is a huge advantage. That is one of the key reasons why the Dolphins went in this direction. The idea that Cutler can probably, you know, play in preseason games 2 and 3, maybe a few snaps in 4, and be ready to go, at least from a knowledge perspective. Now, how well he develops chemistry, rhythm, and timing, and dare I say, relationships with the Dolphins players is going to be really interesting. I mean, is this guy a mercenary? Is he a hired gun? Does it matter if he even tries to become a leader? I think that's a really interesting thing to watch.
Well, I think the whole thing with Matt Moore there too, and I started the show this morning by saying that Matt could make a big difference because of his popularity with this team and how he accepts his role as a backup and how much he helps Jay Cutler to get him ready as well as keeping himself sharp. Would you agree with that?
And how about Ryan Tannehill, who we know, when injured, as much as he could every day, showed up to help Matt Moore? Does he have any impetus to help Jay Cutler, who, and I don't think this is likely to happen, but who could possibly, I don't think it's likely, possibly have such a good season as the Dolphins decide not to bring back Tannehill? I don't think that's where we're headed. I think this is a one-and-done scenario for Jay Cutler. I think the only reason he's here is to help out his friend who asked. I think that the Dolphins do plan to bring back Ryan Tannehill after he has knee surgery, and that they think Tannehill will be ready to go in 2018.
See, and I got a little different spin. It's funny you said that, Joe. Like, you got to be passionate and still have something to prove. He can't just come back because he wants to be, hey, Adam's my friend and I want to help him out, so he has success in Miami. You got to be passionate. You got to have a chip on your shoulder the way it ended. That vision of guys yelling at him coming off the field in Chicago. He's got to have some pretty good motivation. He can still play. You disagree?
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. Because if it turns out that Jay Cutler really, 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 really had to be talked into this, that's not good for anybody. Not good for Gase, Cutler, the players. I was told 2 or 3 days ago, look, Cutler wants to play football. Look, Cutler's really excited about the idea of reuniting with Gase. But we can't overlook the fact that some of Cutler's former teammates questioned his love for the game, his desire to be a communicator and a leader. There's this guy named Rick Tellender, who's a columnist in Chicago, and this jumped out to me when I was doing some research last night. As Cutler was leaving town, he wrote that his conclusion on Cutler's legacy is that he is a, quote, immature, self-centered, non-communicative, unconcerned with you loner. Now, does that matter? Does that matter to the Dolphins' 2018 season? If it's true, if all that is true, does it matter or does it really not matter? Because like I said, he's a hired gun mercenary with a strong arm.
Well, I think it does. I think he's got to fit in and be one of the guys. I do. I'm not saying he's got to be a rah-rah and be a big fraud and do things that he hasn't. That's not his normal personality. But I don't want to hear about him being the first to leave. When the offensive linemen leave, they're the first ones out of the building with the kickers. I don't want to see Jay Cutler leaving with those guys. His ass needs to be staying here and working to get caught up on everything. So I hope that he wants to stick it to everybody in Chicago and show that he can play, and it has to do with coaching. And he's with his guy Gase, and he's got a little chip on. He's got that Jason Taylor chip. We're in good shape.
I do think this was the best choice for the Dolphins. This is what I would have done. I'm told that they were all in on Cutler, that if it wasn't Cutler, then they would dive deep into Colin Kaepernick, Christian Ponder, and Robert Griffin III. I'm told those were the next guys. Now, if you bring in Christian Ponder or RG3, it's a different scenario. It's to compete with Matt Moore. In this scenario, Cutler is flat out handed the job. Some might say, well, why? Why does Cutler get handed the job and these other guys? Well, Gase obviously feels that Cutler, and I'll tell you guys, I talked to a high-ranking guy in an NFL front office last night who told me that he felt that Cutler was an upgrade on Tannehill, that they essentially lucked out, that they are better off with Cutler. That is a whole other fascinating storyline.
Well, I can't wait. You know, we've all talked about, you see why he's taken in the first round. He's got just an unbelievable arm. Whether he's going backwards or anything else, he just makes throws sometimes that you go, wow, that's unbelievable. So we're going to see as he's coming out here. And by the way, guess who the first guy out here was today? Outside
Moore.
Of the two kickers, Matt Moore. First guy out here throwing the football, warming up. I don't know if I've ever seen a quarterback outside of John Denny and the two kickers. Matt Moore is the first guy in the field today to start. He's already overthrowing as some of the other guys are now starting to come out. So, hey, Joe, thank you, buddy.
Great
hey, appreciate
great
it.
He'll be ready. See you guys.
It's going to be fun to watch. Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it a little bit there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.